Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal author interview series. I'm Abby Farson-Pratt, assistant editor at CFA Institute. We're here today with Andrea Frazzini to discuss his recent FAJ article, Low Risk Investing Without Industry Bets, published in the July-August 2014 issue with his co-authors Clifford S. Asness and Lasse Peterson. Andrea, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Yes, in this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us. So let's get started. First, Andrea, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Yes, this article, it's about a particular effect that has been known in academia as the low risk of the low beta anomaly, which is the fact that lower risk or lower beta or lower volatility securities have had similar average rate of return than higher risk or higher beta or higher volatility securities. Or another way to say that, safer lower beta stocks have had higher Sharpe ratio than risky higher beta stocks. The practical issue behind the issue study in this paper is the fact that there is a wide variety of evidence that safer securities have earned higher Sharpe ratios than risky securities within equities in a wide variety of asset classes. But there has been in the practical industry a misconception regarding the fact that, or at least the misconception is the fact that a lot of the sort of the extra Sharpe ratio of the enhancement in returns of portfolios that overweight lower volatility, lower beta stocks, do that by taking large industry bets. That is, a lot of the added benefit of a portfolio that overweights safer security relative to risky security comes from systematic portfolio tilts towards industries that tend to be naturally lower volatility industry. And therefore, in order to take advantage of this particular effect, investors have to take large industry bets, which some investors consider sort of an undesirable characteristic of these portfolios. What we've done in this article instead is actually to test that hypothesis, essentially to show that indeed, lower volatility or lower beta portfolios actually earn higher return within industries. Another way to say that is we construct long-short portfolios that are long lower beta and short higher beta securities within each industry, both in the U.S. as well as in a sample of global market, to show, in fact, that within each industry, lower volatility stocks earn higher Sharpe ratio than higher volatility stocks. Another way to say that is this is sort of evidence inconsistent with the hypothesis that a lot of the returns from low volatility investors come from systematic industry bets. In fact, you can capture that particular effect using industry-neutral portfolios, in this particular case, long-short portfolios within each industry that overweight safe securities and underweight risky securities.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the approach that you and your co-authors took to this issue?
Yes, the approach is essentially a modification of a type of portfolios that my co-authors and I constructed in a separate article that is called Betting Against Beta. As I mentioned, they're essentially simple portfolios where you rank, we're going to be ranking securities based on underlying measure of risk. In this particular case, it's beta. We're going to build a portfolio that is long, lower beta security and short, higher beta securities. What we've done in this particular article is to construct these portfolios within each industry, and we also construct an industry version of the betting against beta portfolio that are essentially grouping industry in a single industry portfolios and then building portfolios that are long, low beta industry, short, high beta industry. This way allows us to essentially deconstruct the average return of a portfolio that buys safe security and sells shorts risky security into a component that is due to overweights and underweights within each industry, and a component which is due to overweights and underweights at the industry level. And we show that most of the low volatility effect is, in fact, a within-industry phenomenon rather than across-industry phenomenon, which is another way to say that in order to take advantage of the particular effect, you don't actually have to take large and systematic static industry bets.
Interesting. How do you think that your findings will influence practice?
Well, we think that the findings have practical implications since there has been almost an explosion of low volatility or low beta type of investment or type of funds, especially in recent years, that are essentially portfolios that overweight safe and underweight risky. Some approaches take a sort of an industry agnostic approach that is a ranked security based on underlying measure of risk. Therefore, they do take systematic industry best. Some other approach instead construct this portfolio in a way that is industry neutral, that is try to avoid taking large industry bets that, for example, relative to the cap rate benchmark. So we think that this sort of influence practice in the sense that this article shows that you actually don't have to take large industry bets in order to take advantage of the low beta or the low volatility anomaly, and therefore you can build portfolios that are much more balanced in terms of risk allocation across industry, or they're not overly concentrating in a typical in a given industry, which is something extremely relevant for lots of investors.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for taking the time to share your research and your ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, cfapubs.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at cfapubs. Thank you for listening.
Copyright 2014 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.